We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now, also, when you were reading out that, I was thinking, do I have a skin tag on my asshole?
Do you?
I think I might do.
On the brown star.
Actually, we're not talking about this now, are we?
That's don't tell, man.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam!
Woo! We can't go on about how hot it is for the third week in a row. We can't.
I was just about to say we can't talk about the weather again, but lads, the kitchen's like a furnace.
Now, I will say, all along, I thought, what an idiot he is for buying those, like, bespoke ice trays when our freezer's tiny. But girlies...
You need... Listen...
On a day like today...
No, they're not making any sense. They're not making any sense, but I promise they're gorge.
Bit of ice ASMR. Now, makes the world of a difference.
Now, I'm just going to tell you, lads, you might need to lower your volume a bit because Kevin's wearing a very loud shirt.
Don't actually start in it because I'm so self-conscious. Girlies, before we used to do the visuals, we used to have such an easy life.
Yeah, I know, but...
The visuals are iconic and you are loving them, but we'd be coming in here mangled.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We'd be wearing our pyjamas. If it was a day like today, we'd be doing a topless,
we'd be
we?
Doing topless.
So actually, you're missing out. But girls, I got this shirt in a vintage shop and it was such a small vintage shop that it was the type of place that I had to buy something when I was there.
Okay.
And I was like, I was one of two people who were in there at the time and I was like, I had
to get
it. I
thought that came with your nana's brooch. Remember that? I thought the brooch was attached to that.
I feel like I am serving very much 1996 checkout girl at Roach's store has just finished her shift and is going home.
Yeah.
To make a shepherd's pie for the family.
You're giving me like Florida retiree, but a woman.
Yeah.
She just got her purple rinse.
Do I love that?
And she's going to get the pudding.
But I feel like it's actually disgusting. It's horrid.
Like, my shirt is loud as well.
Your shirt's loud, but this is like, I thought it was kind of saved by the bell vibes, but it's actually just giving me a migraine looking at it.
It's just missing the mark slightly. And you have lovely shirts.
Yeah.
It's just this one's not doing
it. I don't
it
like
for
this
me.
One either. And you know what? I'm not actually mad that you're going for it because I actually don't like it either.
It's serving Doris. You know what I mean?
And also, my reference to the Roach's Stores girls, obviously, like, that was of its time and that was iconic.
Oh, iconic.
The Roach's Stores uniform.
But if I could get my hands on the old Roach's Stores print, I'm making a two-piece.
Yeah.
And I'm serving a look.
No, jumpsuit.
Yeah, oh my god.
Cinch at the waist.
Romper.
Peplum.
Peplum romper.
We're just saying random words.
Anyway, so we're gone insane with the heat.
Girls, it's like so hot. What's your least favourite thing about the heat? And what's your favourite thing?
Ire. Least. Girlies.
My thighs are shaving so much.
Girlies, like, my thighs just, like, they love each other. Also, I think I have a business proposition of putting two pads on either side of my thighs and rubbing together and making electricity to charge my phone.
Come like, on, kinetic energy.
I do think that would work, right?
That's actually great.
Cause, and then also, because you have pants there, you won't get ire.
Yeah.
So you won't get a rash.
You're fixing a problem, essentially, and you're creating...
You're fixing a problem and saving the world at the same time.
That's actually genius.
There you go. No, it'd have to be waterproof, because it's like a swamp down there. It is, like, I'm sorry, girls.
It's so wet.
Thick thighs.
I actually smell like an old woman. Smell it, by the way. I'm just smelling myself.
Yeah, you smell like bingo.
I smell like an old bingo hall. I do. Oh my god.
But obviously there's way more positives to the sun. But we're not a weather podcast, so we need to stop talking about it.
But are we though? Is that a niche that we're not tapping into?
Could we become the weatherman?
You get the weather constantly on the radio, but who's serving the podcast around? But also, it would all be retrospective, like, because by the time it comes out, the weather's going to be different.
Yeah, also, I just feel like no one trusts weathermen or people or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They don't. I love, in the heat, the fact that the construction men
take their top off.
Yeah, that is really hot.
I do think it's they really need to wear some factor, though.
That is one thing I do think of when I'm passing them. I do think...
Leatherette.
Skin's like leather.
Leather.
You know what I mean? But is that hot as well? Obviously not hot because they're having skin damage, but like... You know, pure like...
Like, they don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
It's the apathy for me. Anyway, what else is going on? Oh, we came to a dramatic realisation during the week. And it's actually sinful that it didn't come to us sooner.
What?
PJ's mam is Deirdre Barlow, R.I.P.
Oh, we always knew that. I just told you during the week.
Oh, I thought it was. We just came to the realisation during the week.
No, it's always been a running joke in our house that girlies, Deirdre Barlow... Is it Deirdre or Deirdre?
Deirdre Barlow.
If you put a picture of Deirdre Barlow next to Nuala Kirby, one in the same.
Who's who?
Now, when she passed, R.I.P.
Yeah.
I did.
R.I.P. Anne Kirkland.
My mum did get a call to replace. They were like, no one will notice. Can you do the British accent?
Can you do the British accent? And she said, I'm stumped.
She goes, I'm too busy with the floral arrangements. Can't do it. Sorry.
And she said, the podcast is really taking off.
So then they're like, okay. Well, if Nuala Kirby can't take over, we're never going to replace.
We're never going to do it. But oh my God.
She was a legend though, wasn't she?
I haven't stopped thinking about it all week.
Also, she just made Big Specs iconic.
When I think of Deirdre Barlow, I just think of the huge spectacles. That was a spectacle in itself.
I'll have to do a side-by-side on this story or something.
Yeah, that's what we'll have to do. That's going to be the teaser for the week. It's actually going to be iconic Deirdre Barlow clips.
Gorgeous.
That's what we need. What else has been happening during the week?
I got vaccinated, girlies.
You got vaxxed?
I thought it's so funny that I ended up getting vaxxed before you.
I'm disgusted. But it's so just indicative of our relationship. I'm like on it with the planning and all those bits. I woke up early the morning of to book the slot. PJ then, I just walked in there to the vaccination centre to give me a free vaccine.
That's not how I sound. I just left the gym and I was like, oh, there's no queue for like this vaccination centre. I went up to one and I was like, hiya love, how are you? She's like, grand. I was like, Jesus, really warm, isn't it? She was like, yeah, very warm. I goes, any free spots? She goes, yeah, go on.
She was hating me because, or else I got a different person.
You got the wrong one.
Because you were like, oh, I just got it. So I said, oh, I'll chance my arm, went up. And she was like, oh, no, we're not doing any walk-ins. She might as well have said any blow-ins.
I have a friendlier face.
No, but the thing, I was, you know me, I was giving it full friend.
But did you leave? How are you? How's the weather?
Yeah, I
or
said,
hi, love.
Did
you go straight in with stick it in me?
I didn't say that. I said, how are things? Any vaccines going?
Okay.
You know what I mean? I wasn't... Maybe I could have given it more.
Anyway, the people inside the centre are the nicest people ever. I walked in and it was like Ryan Murphy directed the waiting room.
Really?
I walked in, your mum was like, work my man's lay the house down boots. I love your summer attire.
Love.
No, she didn't. But she was like, oh my God, I love that you're giving me summer.
Yeah.
And then sat down and then you weren't talking to me about the vaccine. Was just like... Your rings are gorgeous. Your tattoos are stunning.
I was at a different vaccination centre.
You.
My one was very cold.
Like, I was waiting for them to start bursting into song. It just didn't feel real.
Really?
Then got the Pfizer, girlies.
All Pfizer'd up, I feel alive.
No. Everyone keeps asking me and I just keep saying Pfizer and they go, oh, unreal. And I go, I don't have a clue what that means.
I think I kind of want the Pfizer one because it's made in Cork.
But nobody...
You know what I mean? People like that. I like to shop local. You know what I mean? Keep it local. Pfizer is still Cork, isn't it? It is.
Yeah. Stop local, I'm tired.
They're ploughing through the vaccinations in Ireland as well.
Really?
Ploughing through them. They're estimating that they'll have 70% of the country fully vaccinated end of July. That's quicker than us.
I don't care. I just want to go partying.
I just want to go travel. I just want to go to Slough.
Oh, I'd love. We're going to Slough.
We're doing a Slough ep.
The minute we can, we're going to Slough and doing a Slough ep.
Yeah.
A la plage.
Also, I want to release my own line of towels for the summer. But I'm not sure if it'll be worthwhile doing it this summer because people mightn't get to go on minis on holidays.
Yeah.
But I want the beach towel to say, it's not Slough, but it will do. And I want all the girlies, wherever they are in the world, lying on them out on the beach.
But we talked about this before, and I know like you're the Slough girly.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to get a cut.
No, you haven't even been. You haven't even been to Slough. Why would you be getting some of my profits?
Because it's IP of the podcast.
Slough is my IP. Definitely, without a doubt. Are you actually trying to claim... Would you want my money?
Is that yours? Yes. But if I help design the towel...
Well, all the money's going to charity, actually, because I'm not concerned about money.
Oh,
like
really?
You are.
Okay,
you're
great.
Just all
amazing.
About the money. Yeah.
Charity.
I'm
brilliant.
Just giving it to an animal shelter in Slough. Look after all the... What's with all the cats on halls? There's so many cats. There'd be, like, you think that there's, like, a problem over here. We always see cats in the back garden. Yeah. It's literally, there's more cats than people in Spain.
That's where the angelical ball is, babe.
That's
where the angelical ball is. They just had to make an English version for us.
It's where T.S. Eliot came up with the concept for the poems.
In Slough.
But it is. There's, I mean...
That's the real pandemic.
I was going to say, what about the corona? Are we talking about the cats in Slough? You know what I mean? We need to stop mentioning Slough. I say it every week, but I feel like
you
the girls
need to stop dramatically wiping your brow.
But honestly, I'm pouring in sweat.
Get know what you need to do. We need to do a manners ep. What you need to do is get a tea towel or whatever it's called.
And dab. Yeah, but I don't like to waste.
Okay.
The one thing that they don't prepare you for when you move away from home is how expensive the necessities are. Like,
yeah.
Kitchen paper and toilet roll are so expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive.
And you think that kitchen roll isn't a necessity. And I lived 2 or 3 years before you moved into the house without kitchen roll. But then you started buying it and I remembered how useful it is.
It's so useful.
Oh, as in, I couldn't go back, girls.
And as well, as someone who has to have immaculately clean shoes the whole time, I love just giving them a spritz.
Oh, I never clean. I don't think I've cleaned my shoes once since I moved to London. Isn't that weird?
I remember before, this is going to sound ridiculous because I'm bringing it back to Slough. Will I not? But
I'm going to have to leave.
It was when I was going to Slough with Padraig. Two of your least favourite things that I mentioned on the pod.
I love Padraig. I love Padraig.
I'm joking. But I used to like use a sponge to clean my shoes the whole time. But I didn't want to put a sponge in with my suitcase because I was like, oh, it's like a dirty shoe sponge. So I put it into Padraig's backpack en route.
And did he know?
He only found out when we got to Spain. He was like, what is this sponge? And I was like, oh, that's my shit.
I'm dead.
Sorry, that's such a random fact. But anyway, it happened. I'll do it to your bag on the way over when we go.
Or I'll just put it in my bag. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know why I was so bothered. I was so weird.
But that's such
things.
A you thing to be
that's
bothered about.
That's such a me thing, isn't it? Also, it's a wonder I'm alive to record this podcast this evening with you here tonight. Because I had an NDE during the week that I never told you about because I wanted...
What's an NDE?
Near-death experience.
Oh!
I had an NDE. Brilliant. The closest I've ever been to the edge.
What?
So, I was cycling to work on Monday, right? Gorgeous heat, had my helmet on, sunnies, cycling. Fly went straight back my throat, right? Not even into my mouth now, which you'd get over. And went straight for my trachea. It literally went like this. It went...
A tachea, the trachea.
It's a tachea, the trachea. Went straight back my throat when I went into it. I went... Right? And I couldn't breathe. So I had to, like, fall off my bike.
You didn't.
I did. I couldn't... Babe. When I say I couldn't breathe, and I literally went like this, I was like... And then as well, the thing was, I was like, I'm going to die. But also at the same time, I was like, oh my God, how disgusting that I have a fly in my throat. And then... Thirdly, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die with helmet hair. Because I had my helmet on, I was like, oh my God, I'm even going to be able to wash this. I know we're talking about death again.
It was all happening.
It was all happening. But I literally, so I went like this, right? And I was literally like...
Do you give yourself the Heimlich?
I had to do this to get the fly out.
That's
right?
The kind of independence we're going for this year, girls.
But span it out and I was like, oh, my, I'm actually pouring in sweat thinking about
it. I can't believe you nearly died.
But I got the fly out then, right? And then I was like getting sick because I was like, how manky are flies, right? And I was like, that was like whizzing around in my windpipe. So I was like, no. And then I couldn't get out of my head that the fly was gone. I was like, his wings are in there still. You know what I mean?
Because they're eggs. You're going to burp later and loads of flies will fly out of your throat.
But honestly, I literally was like, oh my God. And then like someone, in fairness, stopped now. I say she nearly lost her life when I told her, oh, it was just a fly went back my throat. I think she thought I
was having... you're having a heart attack.
Heart attack. I mean, it was just a fly. But literally, honestly, the cheekiness of the flies.
But also, were you cycling like this?
Obviously.
Were you cycling with your mouth wide open? Like, how did it get into your mouth? Were you like this?
I was singing Little Shop of Horrors. I'm pouring in sweat. One second. Is the harp on? I'm pouring in sweat. I was singing Little Shop of Horrors. And then went back. I mean, the plants won't kill you, but the flies will.
I'm dead.
Fucking hell, I'm sorry. Brilliant. Excuse my French.
My God. Thank God you're alive.
Thank God I'm alive. But I was thinking, I was like, that's actually the closest I've been to death.
Really?
Well, there was a time... No, it was in Salou.
Shut up. Shut up. We're not telling another story. About Salou.
We can't do a Salou app because I've told every story there is to tell about Salou.
We have to pair the other NDE.
Our Salou app is just going to be about your experiences of Salou.
Yeah, yeah.
And me just firing questions.
And you taking me to all the places.
Yeah, that's going to be the Salou app.
Oh my God. Am I going to do a video for Patreon?
Am I going to do a video for the Patreon? Oh my God.
Okay, girlies, let's get onto the theme. Oh no, that's not how we do it. The theme for this week is... Plastic Fantastic.
Alexa, play Barbie Girl by Aqua. I mean, was there any other option?
No, we had to. That's the only reason we're doing the theme.
Yeah, we wanted the song.
Come on, Alexa.
Alexa, play Barbie Girl by Aqua. Also, I hate mentioning Alexa twice in the one app because I'm like, Amazon again, loads.
We need to run us some money.
Oh, nostalgia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, turn it off.
Hi, Ken. Sure.
Although Ken sounds so creepy.
Ken's gay.
He sounds so creepy.
You He's a gay guy trying Bobby. To sell more masks than he is.
Okay.
You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere.
With consent, though.
Yeah, with consent.
Yeah. Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Like a plastic.
This is summer.
It's summer.
By the pool.
By the pool.
In Salou.
Pink convertible.
Yeah.
Alexa, stop.
Does she say I'm a blonde bimbo girl?
Yeah, so actually there's a really interesting story behind this. Okay. I delved into it a bit. They were actually sued by Mattel, the creator of Barbie. Yeah, for like defamation because they were saying... they violated the Barbie trademark and turned Barbie into a sex object, referring to her as a blonde bimbo. Aqua claimed that Mattel injected their own meanings into the song's lyrics. And in the end, the judge ruling was that the parties are advised to chill. Because he ruled that the song was protected as free speech under the First Amendment.
Calm down, girls.
How random is that?
But also, it's weird when she's like... You can brush my hair and dress me everywhere.
Well, that's all we did with the Barbies. We just took the clothes off them.
The Barbies never had their clothes on, surely.
The thing is...
They were nudists. Which is fine.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
You knew you were working class if there was a few naked Barbies going around the gas.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like it was only the well-to-do gas that had clothes
High
Barbies.
High-fashion Barbies,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But Barbie...
Is
an icon, right?
Problematic icon, but icon.
She's the iconic... But like all icons, she's not without her flaws.
She's not without her flaws.
You know what I mean?
Girl,
and ultimately, I suppose, it's the creator's flawed perception.
But also, do you see like the 2021 version of Barbie?
What, she's surfing?
She's giving you like, I can do whatever I want. Like she's giving you equality. Serving that feminism.
Yeah.
Because like the old one, I just think it's so funny. Do you ever see people who do like, if Barbie... existed in real life, her measurements.
Really?
And it just
ridiculous.
Looked like this terrifying... It looks like she sounds like...
Their rationale the whole time was that with the smaller waist and big boobs, it made her easier to dress.
What?
It's a plastic doll. I'm going to dress her anyway. You know what I mean? Also, it's kids playing with them. We might as well have been wrapping them up in tinfoil. We didn't care.
I'm getting a slap in the face of nostalgia. We used to literally make... Tinfoil outfits for all of our dolls.
Really?
Like Baby Born, Barbie.
Really?
Action Man, yeah.
I used to get annoyed when I used to see my sister dressing the Barbies. and putting the makeup on. I used to be like, what so a annoying. Waste of a Barbie.
My mum used to always be sneakily buying me Barbies.
See, you had the Barbies. I didn't really. I used to kind of play with my sisters the odd time, you know what I mean? But it's because Barbies had roller skates, Barbies had hula hoops, Barbies had washing machines, Barbies had cars. I've never wanted to drive my whole life. I've been very clear about that fact. Did I want to drive the Barbie Mattel convertible in hot pink?
Yes, you did.
Who didn't? Show me a child who didn't.
Yeah, everyone did.
Everyone wanted to do
it. It's so funny. I used to have my Barbies in like a Dunn Stores bag because you couldn't see through it. And I used to sneak down to the park and play with them. And I remember two of the lads from my primary school came around and saw me playing Barbies with all the girls and was like, PJ, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing! And
really?
I was like running away,
But like, my brother had Action Men, right? And like, even still it's the same thing.
I think they're gayer.
Action Men are probably gay.
Because I used to just make Action Men kiss each other.
Now, Ken was definitely gay.
Yeah, Ken gives
undoubtedly.
Me, Ken gives me the same energy that Fred does in Scooby-Doo.
It's the same person, right?
Is it the same person?
I've never seen the two of them in the one room at the one time. So we need to do a scathing expose.
Yeah.
Is it actually Fred?
They are who Mattel need to sue. Scooby-Doo creators.
And on Action Men, I was attracted to Action Men.
Me too.
To be fair. And my brother had one and a scar on his face. And honestly, I was so close to running my face head first through a window because I was like, that scar is so hot. Now,
no,
obviously
but
don't.
Action Man was just serving, though.
He was
like,
serving.
He's so hot.
But I used to be more attracted to my other brother's wrestlers.
Which ones?
All of them.
Really?
Honestly, yeah, I'd be licking their belly. I'd be licking their belly the whole time. And it's so funny because even though we know nothing was happening under the trousers, right, that it was all just like a curvy situation, whatever that is, like a bit of a convex.
A bulge.
Any time I used to encounter a new Action Man or a new wrestler, I'd have to check. Just in case the creators by accident slipped one in. Anyway, girls, the theme for this week is Plastique Fantastique.
Plastic Fantastic.
Is it with a Q?
Plastique Fantastique.
It is new.
Yes.
And we're going to do a deep dive into the realm of kind of all things like body mod.
Yeah, like treatments.
Plastic surgery.
Like fillers.
Botch Botox.
All that vibe.
All that vibe.
Because also, like, my opinion is do what makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
But I'm also like, I'm in this like weird middle ground being
like, I'm the same.
Are you doing that because of societal pressures and what do you want? Or are you actually doing that because you want to look better?
I'm between a rock and a hard place as well because I was always of the mind that, oh, nobody needs to be getting it done. Right?
Yeah.
And then I've had a few friends who subsequently had it done and I see how happy they are now with it done. And
exactly.
I'm like, actually, they're not hurting anyone. It's their life. But aside from that, there's also that afterthought of, oh, but again, are they doing it because of societal pressures?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are they happy now because they like fit into a societal bracket? Or
exactly.
Because I question it for myself because obviously we talk about this a lot. Like, I want to get preventative Botox.
Do we talk about that a lot?
Oh, not in the podcast, but together.
Oh, yeah.
But like,
me.
I want to get preventative Botox on my forehead, and I talk about it with Jose all the time.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I don't want loads of wrinkles and I'm older.
But it's coming to the point where you need to just go and get done because you're talking about it too much. That's the only thing. Isn't it the thing we always bring up?
But then I'm like, am I getting that done because I want to look young for society? But then I'm like, no, I just want my face to stay the same.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you want to do it, like, all for it, right?
Yeah.
But also, like, would wrinkles suit you as well? You know what I mean?
I'll still allow my face to get wrinkles, but I just want I want to be in control of the wrinkles.
Okay.
Like, I don't want my face just doing its own thing. It's like, my face. Yeah. Like, listen to me, stop being rude.
Yeah, you don't want to be going around like a bulldog scrotum. You know what I mean? Like, too.
Yeah, it's because, like, as well, like, I just think, If I'm paying loads of money for facials and stuff when I'm getting older, I'd rather just not do that and just get Botox and then.
Okay.
Like, if people are like, oh, I don't care about my face or getting wrinkles, then why are you using moisturizer? Why are you using night cream?
That's actually so true because they're
like,
actually.
Do you know what I mean?
They're not a huge degree apart from each other.
Like, if someone's like, oh, no, I would never get Botox, I'm like, so why do you have a 5-step skincare routine? You obviously care, but I'm just being more efficient.
Oh, you see, the thing is, right? I'll have an opinion on something and then you just warp it your own way around and make me come around to your idea and now I'm thinking, am I wasting my time doing my skincare routine?
No, obviously both of them are good.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I'm just like, if
yeah, hello.
I'm glowing.
Look at my skincare routine.
Yeah, but I know what you mean though because I don't want to get it done and then be like, oh my god, I love it. Maybe I'll do this tweak and that tweak and then end up being like crazy botched.
Will you ever be happy? And not even botched, but like there are one or two like actors in the world, right? Yeah. I don't want to name names either because ultimately, right, we're speaking about other people's
appearances. Which we shouldn't have the right to comment on.
Do anyway, and if that person's happy. But I know one or two actors. I don't know them personally. Well, I do know a few actors. but I look at them and I think, oh, I can't really see expression.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's kind of a bit too far, right? When they can't even cry and you're kind of going, oh, babe. Like, are you sad? Are you happy? I don't know.
The one thing I would say is that Botox is meant to stop you from sweating. And I was thinking about getting it injected into my armpits.
That's the thing. Remember on Embarrassing Bodies? That's what our boy Christian and our girl Pixie were always doing. They were always doing the injections for people. Because for the people who, like, sweat profusely. I don't think your sweat is at the level where
no,
you need...
No, it's not.
Like Botox injections. But also, I suppose we were going on about the deodorants last week and
how much would you save on deodorant?
Would you save a bit on deodorant and you're saving the planet a bit as well?
That's what I'm thinking.
My thing is, where's the sweat going if it's not coming out your armpit?
And also, my other thing is, what is Botox?
It's surely a chemical, right? Like a dangerous chemical.
Is it dangerous?
Well, silicon, which is like. What?
Oh, no, I'm just laughing.
Silicon. Am I saying it right?
Silicone, yeah.
Silicon.
Silicon?
Is there an E?
It on.
Anyway, silicon apparently is one of the most toxic naturally occurring substances.
Oh.
I think it's on the periodic table of the elements. Really? I know I'm looking at all.
Sir.
Sir, why?
Sir, silicon.
She's up in the grades.
Would you get anything done?
I think it's time to come clean.
What?
On the podcast.
Oh, are we going to talk about that story?
I have had work done. Is it the time and place? Do I want to talk about it on the
just
podcast?
Just tell him,
babe. Anyway, no, it's not that dramatic. Basically, I have had plastic surgery done on my face because that time when I was a stupid teenager and I tried to get into a nightclub in Cork when the bouncer wouldn't let me in, I tried hopping over the gate. I still don't even think I told my man the real story. I think I told her the bouncer pushed
well,
me.
Well, Phil, you're hearing it now, babe.
Anyway.
You told her the bouncer pushed you.
Well, I was, you know what? I told so many variations of the story because I was laughed.
You don't know what's led. True.
I don't know what's
like.
True. I was telling the nurse one thing. I was telling my mum another thing. But, I couldn't get into the nightclub and then I just tried hopping the barrier and I landed flat on my face and, like, knocked my teeth. And somehow I had a laceration of the lip and basically had to get plastic surgery because of the pigment in my lip. They wanted to make sure that I healed up properly and that there wasn't any discoloration and stuff. Now, when they said I was getting plastic surgery, I was like, what the heck? And I was like, you need to put me under.
Okay.
No. She was alive.
What?
On the operating table. Like,
that's mad.
Fully awake. But the worst was, this is the weirdest thing, I'm not sure if anyone else has had other bits done. And even, I suppose, just general surgeries, if you're only having a local anaesthetic, that when they were doing the sewing, my face was being pulled every time.
No.
And I just, it was just the most horrid sensation ever. Yeah,
no,
it was a bit ridiculous.
Oh.
But in terms of what I would get done going forward, the thing is,
I don't think you need any, by the way.
I don't think I need any either. But that's the thing, like, as I get older, would I be like, oh, I wouldn't mind this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at the moment I'm grand. Well, I'm happy with how I am.
Yeah.
But I would say I'd never say never.
Never say never.
I have always thought I would like a better jawline.
And you can get that non-surgical with filler.
Yeah. And I was thinking, would I get a filler like that?
I don't know. I think you'd look weird. You know them filters on Instagram that make everyone's jaw like more square?
Yeah.
I think I look ridiculous with it. Because my jaw's not square either.
I've never found one Instagram filter that suited me.
No, I don't like it, the way it changes my face. But they inject filler on either side of your jaw and then it goes more square.
See, I wouldn't mind that just because I do think my face kind of snaps at my nose because everything else, I do have a bit of an overbite. My mom hates this because my mom hates me talking in any way negatively about myself.
Oh, that's lovely.
You know what
though.
I mean? She's going to be like, you have a lovely jaw. But the thing is, when
I do think you have a lovely jaw though.
Yeah, that's with the beard. Sans beard, she's serving nothing.
No, but my side profile look like Phineas and Phineas and Ferb. Do you know, is he the triangle? And you're laughing because it's true.
No, because you told me this before. And I was like, huh? Phineas and Ferb? Yeah. Google it.
I do.
It's a triangle. Like, triangle. You don't have to describe. It's like, what? A scalene triangle.
Yeah.
Scalene. I love saying scalene, by the way.
But yeah, no, I do think we have both have issues with the chin if we were to fix it.
But now, when I say issue with the chin, it's not keeping me up
at
night.
Oh, me either. And as well, all I do is when someone's taking a picture of my side profile, I just press my tongue to the top of my mouth.
That's what I do as well. Or if you ever notice, girlies, anytime me and PJ do anything, any sort of visual content, even right now when recording the pod, I always have to be on the left.
We used to sit on the other side of each other. Like, yeah. I used to be in your position, you used to be in mine. But then when we started recording it, yeah. You were like, I need to be on that side.
I was like, I need to be on that side. Yeah. And it did change up the energy initially, but I think we've settled into it again. So I think, like, really, it's not even an insecurity of mine. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, me either.
To the point where it, like, gets me bogged down. But I know you spoke before about the cryo freeze.
Yeah, so I got it. It sounds like is it called cryo freeze?
What's it called? Did I make that up?
It's called cool sculpting.
What's the cryo freeze? Oh, the cryo freeze, is that just that cold chamber in general?
Which is the same method. It's the same kind of thing. Yeah, except this is targets your fat. And look, you know from what I said before, girls, it didn't work. So
yeah,
save your money. But also, even back then, remember I was like, I got to a point where I was like, I didn't like my love handles. I wanted to make them smaller.
Yeah.
I thought they were getting smaller and they weren't because my measurements didn't change and neither did my like weight or anything or the pictures or anything. But mentally in my head, I thought there was a difference. So a lot of it is in your head.
Yeah, and how do you feel about them now?
I'm kind of grand now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as well, I don't want to sound like, because like, I feel like I'm in good shape. I don't want to sound like those basic white gays who are like trying to be body positivity.
Yeah,
and
I
they're
know.
Like, you're not, there's nothing wrong. You know what I mean?
That's a discussion for another day, but we need to speak about the chaotic, typically white gays on Twitter who are posting pictures of themselves and they're ripped within an inch of their lives. And then they'd be like, oh my God, I'm so fat.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm just showing you the real me. And I'm like, but you look really ripped.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be like, I'm not saying I'm like that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not. So you're happy.
Happy
maybe.
Else, yeah.
But is there anything else you'd get done that you've thought about besides
so.
Botox?
I don't think
you need it. It sounds like I'm saying it that I'm waiting for you to, like.
But it's preventative, babe.
Yeah.
Because you're meant to get it before you get it.
I know.
And
when people tell me that, I panic. Because everyone who
just
wants to get Botox says it.
Just hair on my forehead.
The thing is, when I do look at pictures of us when we had. Like,
London has aged.
Just met in London. We got so old in London.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like,
London
so
has
old.
Aged.
And I know, like, some people will be like, oh, like, your visions of health, your visions of youth.
Who
take a look
that?
At us.
Who would say that?
People.
Who?
People have said it, but take a look at us pre London and we were serving.
Now, one girl did message me yesterday when we did a post about Irish AIDS Day.
Yeah.
She messaged my personal Instagram and goes, you look so handsome in that post, the freckles and the hair, I'm loving.
And I was loving the tash you did.
No, bit bump fluff.
Are you keeping the tash?
I just shaved.
Yeah, but why? I thought you said you were trying to rock
no,
a tash for summer.
I don't like, I like my face being clean.
Also, I'm not being rude, right? But you do a lot of things aesthetically, or you have this like very sure aesthetic. Can you leave me have one thing? Can I have the beard and the moustache? You know what I mean? I don't want
okay.
you having that as well.
Deal.
And the thing is, knowing you'll start dying it then after a while and stuff, and then people be like, oh, look at PJ's green
My
moustache.
Plan was to dye it.
Was he?
Yes, you know me too well.
She's serving drag. Okay, so we've taken a look at what the most common plastic surgery procedures are in the world at the moment. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number one, what do you think it is?
Boob job.
Liposuction.
Okay.
But closely followed by boob job, or what they refer to here, the medical procedure.
Breast augmentation.
Correct. Yeah, very much that. Now, number three, don't know what it is. Blepharoplasty.
Is that something to do with your nose?
It's a type of surgery that repairs droopy eyelids.
Oh, that's for older people.
Yeah, that'd be maybe for older people. And also, I want to say again, London, I do have like dark circles under my eyes. Maybe I just need a bit of hydration.
Yeah.
Abdominoplasty.
That's surely something to do with your abs, right?
Something to do with abdominals. And then also, that's the thing I suppose we never spoke about. Sometimes people get like breast reductions because they might have trouble sleeping or back pain.
Mm. My friend in work had a breast reduction.
Really?
Yeah, she used to have huge boobs.
Yeah.
And she was like, my back was absolutely dead. And like trying to fit into tops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she got the reduction. Like, when I'm carrying a heavy tote, my back to be killing me. Never mind fecking carrying around two big jugs.
I know. I just couldn't imagine what the weight would
be
like.
When I say two big jugs.
Now, jugs did make me a bit. The last time I heard the word jugs, I think, was in Liar Liar. So they're the top five. Also, one thing that I think is becoming really common nowadays, How many people are flying to Turkey and getting the turkey teeth? Too many, I want to say.
And also, they just, I just don't think they look natural.
But the thing is, right, even when I was getting my teeth done, when I had to get the crown and stuff,
yeah,
like, the shades they were showing me, they don't show you pearly white and they don't show you, like, the Hollywood whatever, because it doesn't look natural. And then I feel like, you know, some of the celebrities who have them done, again, shouldn't be commenting on people's appearances, I'm not going to name names, but, like, I kind of look at them and I'm just looking at their teeth and they look like, you know, they look like the ones you used to get. Remember the stall in Dunn Stores, the joke shop?
Yeah.
They look a bit smiffies, don't they?
They look a bit smiffy.
Don't they?
But also, the new thing, girls, is composite bonding, apparently.
Oh, is everyone getting that done?
Yeah, it's like basic fillers. But then I was talking to a dentist and she was like, but then you have to get them replaced, whereas turkey teeth you don't.
But see, with the turkey teeth, apparently they're only lasting 10 years or so anyway, because that's all like... the veneers and stuff are meant to last.
Oh, really?
And what you're left in with is pulp.
Baby shark. Very baby shark, isn't it?
Very baby shark, because they have to foil down it. Now, first of all, I mean, I go to the dentist regularly, right?
Yeah.
But I still would be so anxious, like, going in. And even getting, like, my, like...
It's when you had the...
Yeah. Even doing a hygiene check and stuff, yeah, and getting that done and getting it clean and, like, a scrape and a polish. Now, to mind going in... and getting the teeth filed down.
Filed down.
And you're just standing there and bits of teeth flying everywhere. That's what
and
I imagine
then,
it.
Like, our friend Killian was over in Turkey and he was like, he just, not to get the teeth, he was just there in the halls. And he was like, he would just see people like spitting up blood poolside and all this stuff.
He said there was a fella by the pool and he said he was literally like sitting over in the shade and he was like curled up in pain. Now, not putting people off it.
If you want to get turkey teeth,
if you
want to
get turkey teeth, do.
As I'm saying, but like, don't ask me if they're nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you the truth.
No, like, I would say, I suppose, maybe if you're really unhappy with your teeth, I don't know, I'm sorry.
I'm also skipping because people are listening to this being like, PJ, it looks like your teeth are having a party. Would you ever go over and get them done? They're like, Alan Carr called, he wants his teeth back. Like, my teeth are all over the gap. Who am I to be talking about?
No, but the thing is, but that's like your thing. Who cares if they're running laps around each other? I don't even think you need anything.
PJ, who cares if your teeth are running laps around each other? It's fine.
I'm joking. The thing is, right, I genuinely think your teeth are gorgeous.
I just need to get this. One of them is just a different colour to the rest.
Where?
That one.
But when do you ever smile like that? That's when you're like Phineas and Ferb.
No, but when I go...
Oh, yeah, she comes out to play.
Yeah. Let's call a spade a spade, girls.
Let's call a spade.
Let's call a yellow tooth a yellow tooth.
No.
But I'm going to use our spotlight oil care thing, but just on that, just on that one.
Will you get on to the girls first?
Yeah, we'll
ask them if that's okay. Now, also I would say, now I'm not a dentist, but you could probably just get it extracted.
I don't want to take it taken out.
Show me again? You sure? I'm joking. Like, I have the biggest teeth in the land.
Ah, yeah, but like...
Yeah, grand.
Bigger's better.
Bigger's better.
Yeah. We couldn't have a plastic surgery ep without talking about...
Alicia Lipfiller.
Who?
Alicia Lipfiller in Dublin.
Who's that?
You know Alicia Lipfiller, and she was trying to do all the treatments when everything was
during lockdown.
Well,
tell the girlies.
No, I'm not even going to reference her because she gets too much airtime already.
Okay, basically.
Take a look at Shane Byrne's Instagram. He does a lovely pastiche.
It's so funny.
It's really funny. But what were you going to say? We cannot talk about...
Without talking about... We can't talk about plastic surgery without talking about the iconic show, The Swan.
Girlies, if you're a noughties girly, you'll be well familiar with the show. Actually... It's actually scary when you think back to like the start of the noughties and the amount of shows that were actually based around
changing
your
appearance.
It's crazy, right?
And then you have like all the girlies like Lindsay Lohan, Paris and Nicole all walking around like stick figures because they were all so skinny. It was actually a really tough time for young girls to grow
up,
I think.
I'd say so. And also, I even myself was conflicted because I had Gillian McKeith on my screen telling me...
Check my poo
and I'm kind of looking at her and I'm going, you're not a vision of health either. You know what I mean?
She looked like a ghost.
She looked...
I know we're not meant to comment on people's appearance.
No, but she did look a bit. And apparently I think she's got a bit...
Off the walls.
Off the walls, a smally bit. But you're right. Definitely, I think, at the top of the list.
The Swan Girls.
Comes in at most problematic.
Because, right, all the other makeover shows, like Queer Eye, like The Biggest Loser, fair enough, they did exercise, lost weight, right, and done like a healthy eating plan or whatever.
Now, was The Biggest Loser like Chaos?
That's Chaos
well?
Too. Yeah. But like Queer Eye, they like change their clothes.
I don't mind Queer Eye because they tackle, they like kind of get to the root of it if people are unhappy and it's more about like lifestyle
stuff.
Change.
But what the Swan done was took the format of a makeover show, but then just gave them shitloads of plastic surgery.
What the Swan is they copied the concept for a whole makeover show, but applied it to a person.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's literally what they did.
It was so weird because people didn't even recognize them when they came back.
But that was the most heartbreaking bit, was when they were doing the big reveal for the family and friends and you had the children out in the audience. Not even knowing if it was their own
Where's
man coming
man?
Out. Literally, but like, because the thing is, it was drastic makeover. Like, they were having surgery done for like a period of 3 months.
So weird.
Right, so they were actually away from their families for that length of time, right? So, like, by the time they came out, literally, they weren't even remotely like the person they were before. So it was just a bit, it's just all a bit crazy. Also, I take most issue with the fact that they called the series The Swan. Because what they're doing there is they're kind of like,
you are an ugly duckling.
Implicitly implying that everyone is an ugly duckling.
Yeah.
That all the ones doing it are pure ugly. Like, that's awful.
It's so bad.
And the kids' faces.
No, I say they save loads of money though, because is plastic surgery really expensive?
See, I'd say that's probably half the reason people maybe agree to it.
Because some of the friends I've talked to
have
like told me how much the plastic surgery cost. I was surprised to be like, oh, that I thought it'd be more.
I thought it would be more as well, like the few people I've spoken to, but I suppose everyone is kind of going abroad to get it where they would have it a bit cheaper.
But then I'm like, it's very dodgy, is it?
Is it a bit dodgy? I suppose, like with everything, if you do your research and stuff, I know my friend, like because she had like her heart set on getting it done, was like researching it like morning, noon and night.
Yeah.
Was like involved in like group chats.
Okay.
With other people who had it done. Apparently it's a really close-knit community.
Speaking of a close-knit community, we asked you girlies for your plastic surgery stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you did not disappoint.
As per, you came through with the good goods.
Okay, so the question we asked was, from fab fillers to traumatizing treatments, we want to hear your plastic surgery stories. Mm-hmm. The good, the bad and the ugly.
Right, let's crack into it.
Okay, so one person said, I got a lip flip at Christmas where they put Botox in your lip to stop it from curling when you smile. I genuinely look like Joan Rivers and my sisters kept telling me I ruined my face. All Christmas, someone at the shop asked if I had some type of reaction. Thank God it dissolved after time. Never again.
Oh my God.
I don't understand what
What's
lip
a lip flip?
Apparently, they like inject Botox into your lip so that like they go like this. Like open
no,
up.
No, she can get that done.
And then when you smile, they don't like, it doesn't like curl.
Okay.
It doesn't
but,
disappear.
But how would the smile curl like that?
I think it's for people who have like small lips that when they smile, they don't want their lips to like disappear.
I think lips is like going to be the one of the more common ones, right? It seems to be quite common.
Yeah.
For the younger people. But like, the thing is, right, and I know again, caveat, each to their own, whatever makes you feel more confident. I've never looked at someone and gone, Jesus, how tiny are her lips?
Me either.
Do you know what I mean? I would never say if
well that's
anything,
the Kardashians, right?
That's the thing, I suppose, it's become like popularized by every other like series and celebrity under the sun. Someone on lips also said, got my lips done once and then flew to Dubai on me hollybobs. Loads of money. She must have loads of money. And was going up in the lift in one of those tall ass skyscraper buildings and my lip burst and filler squirted out.
Oh.
It went all into the eyes of my friend and she had to go to the hospital.
What?
I made up that last bit.
I was like, what?
I made up the last bit. No, her lip burst and the filler came out.
Imagine your lips bursting.
No.
Oh my God.
Even I saw a video of someone getting it done before and I even think it's tough to watch. It's like they're hacking away at the lips.
Jesus. Okay. Thought about having a nose job daily for 10 years. Everyone kept saying I didn't need one, but I ended up saving up for it and took the plunge. It's now 3 years since, and without sounding too superficial, it changed my life. Oh. I feel so happy, confident, and I don't even give it a second thought now, whereas I used to fixate on my nose daily. I will say The 3-inch splint, no lie, that was shoved up my nose and touched my brain was not the one though.
Well, did she need to supply that imagery?
But I like that it's a positive story, because I do think we don't want to paint the picture that getting plastic surgery or any kind of augmentation is a negative thing, right?
Yeah.
But like, if you like, there now it really like helped her with her confidence and like let her like do her go about her life. You know what I mean?
And that's what I was saying about my like friend at the start. Like my friend, like. There's always
the more that you say my friend sounds like a lie. Or like that it's you.
Exactly me. But she broke my heart because she told me, I'm just conscious of the fact that it sounds like I'm telling it about myself.
Oh no, I thought you were gonna start crying.
No. But she told me basically that when she'd gotten this procedure done, she said when she had come home and she had a shower and she looked in the mirror, she said she just started playing songs on her phone and dancing in the mirror for half an hour looking at herself because she was like, she was so happy with the way she looked. But how lovely is that?
That's so lovely.
Right, another story. So a few years ago, after watching Megan from Love Island having all the lads in a tizzy for her, me and two of the girls decided to go to the place claiming her beauty. It was this apparently massive aesthetic chain in the UK offering the Kim K package of 5 milliliter fillers in your face, which was still unheard of in Ireland. So off we popped, three of us, to Newcastle, ready to return, snatched for the gods. I'm not sure if they used that in the right context.
I do love the girlies' trip to get the fillers.
Only to type in the postcode and be brought to this rinky-dink hairdressers in the suburbs of a dodgy town on the corner of Get the Fuck Out.
Oh no.
Her words, not mine.
It's Essex.
No, it's still Newcastle.
Oh.
Teenagers working there were like, oh hi girls, the esthetician will be down shortly, she's driving down from Leeds. Okay, preparation central. So in she comes eventually, no joke, brings all of us behind this tiny paper thin partition and starts injecting our faces. I've been in tattoo parlours at full moon parties in Thailand with better sanitary conditions. No, girlies, you should have backed out and gotten out of there.
Yeah.
The clearly knockoff Juvederm being shoved into my cheeks, lips and chin was starting to burn and I, no joke, tripled in size. This frazzled nurse starts panicking and her medical trained response sends my friend, who also just got injected, to the next door Iceland to buy a bag of frozen peas for me to hold against my face. No. But this is my worst nightmare. I feel like this is going to put everyone off.
Okay.
She kept injecting the rest of our party with my swollen elephant man head on me, sitting on the ground being monitored for worrying signs while Dr. Bag of Frozen Peas consoles me. No surprise, we left shook, scared for life, and lasting PTSD if I ever go into Iceland or Northern hairdressers again. But with no lasting physical damage, thank God. Lessons learned? Always check the holographic label on the Juvederm box. Check the practitioner's medical qualifications, and thank Christ for Iceland frozen peas.
Jeez, I'm sweating.
That's a story in three parts.
But also, it's like, apparently, because like a lot of the stories we got through, girlies, it's a wild west out there with the treatment.
Because apparently the whole industry is so unregulated that like anyone could put a sign up outside their door.
Yeah, fucking
like
hell.
Oh my god. But honestly, if I'd have walked into a gaff and then I see a one reading a magazine and getting a head of highlights over in the corner, I'd have turned around there and then.
And also, if I'm getting some treatments, right?
Yeah, I'm going to Harley Street.
I want a sense of glamour.
I want glamour.
If I'm walking past an Iceland to get in there, alarm bells.
Alarm bells.
No, it worked out for you, babe, because you got the frozen peas, but...
But ultimately, like, the thing is, you should have noted the warning signs.
But I love that she gave the girlies a takeaway. Check the holographic label on the Juvederm. I don't even know what Juvederm is.
What's Juvederm?
But I love it.
That's the name of the F. What's Juvederm?
I had a cosmetic surgery to remove a skin tag left over from a hemorrhoid on my asshole. I was really embarrassed about it at the time, but fuck it. My asshole is stunning now.
Oh my god.
Girlie, do what you have to do.
We don't think of things like that.
We never talk about
hemorrhoids.
No, my skin tags.
I think I have spoken about your skin tags before.
But like, should I get mine removed?
No, I think, again, any of the things that you're saying about yourself that you might be too fond of, the teeth, the hips, the skin tags, I...
The teeth, the hips, the skin tags. That's the name of the end.
That's going on the EP.
The teeth, the hips, the skin tags.
And it's all about like body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
I love it.
And owning your flaws.
I love it.
I don't mind, to be honest, I wouldn't mind getting a pair.
Now, it bothers me when you like when you start playing with it like that. That's the bit where I feel a bit...
Really?
Stop doing
touch
that.
Touch it.
Oh my god. It's a bit like... Don't take offence to this, but it reminds me of...
You know the soft plush aliens in Toy Story?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of them, the kind of shape of it.
Like the antenna.
Kind of like the antenna of them.
I want to, I'm going to put a diamante on it.
Put a diamante on it, but I don't think it's big enough to get it pierced.
So my boyfriend used to tell me how much of a pancake arse I had. So when I finished with him, 12 hours later, I was on a flight to Turkey hunting down the best spot to get a BBL. However, I forgot to take into consideration the bank account that had less than two figures in it.
What?
But I was there and so it had to happen. Moral of the story, don't take BBL recommendations from the locals. Bottom line, I have a football in one cheek and a slitter in the other. So,
what?
I feel like when you're just after being broken up with, you shouldn't really be making any big surgical decisions.
Surgical decisions 24 hours after a breakup, or in this case, 12 hours.
Also, but she just wanted that revenge bod. She wanted to go like...
Yeah, but there's a revenge bod and then there's flying to...
Having a mental breakdown.
And having a mental breakdown. That's what happened here.
Well, anyway, babe, I hope you're okay.
Yeah, I hope... Like, in this scenario, I feel like we need to do something more. Is it reversible? Are we starting a GoFundMe for her to get a football in the other and get the slitter removed? I do love the allusion to sport.
Yeah, I do like that she...
Sporty Spice.
You're giving us Sporty Spice here, babe. Don't rush the BBL, girlies. Do your research.
With any cosmetic procedure or any type of augmentation like that, really, the wealth is in the research, right?
Oh, hello.
But it would be, right? You need to, like... Get on to people who've had it done there. Yeah. Ask them about their experience.
And I think that's why I'll never do it. It's too much of an effort.
I think that's me
and
as
I
well.
Never fully research anything.
But the thing is, even if we're selecting a restaurant at the weekend, I read one or two Google reviews and I'm like, that's it.
I look in their Instagram. And if it's pretty, I go,
and if
okay.
If they have a nice aesthetic,
yeah.
We're going. So I'm going to do this one because I do know there's a few people who get the laser hair removal done, right?
That's not really... cosmetic surgery or like
but you'd
treatment.
Go I suppose people are
would you is it akin to a filler
it's akin to something right okay. I don't know what they
yeah
what they use but this person said I'm getting electrolysis on my bikini line at the moment it's permanent hair removal but a needle is put into each hair and then the needle I'm feeling a bit queasy and then the needle heats up and burns the follicle it's honestly the most painful caps lock by the way which is sending me experience but I spend so much on it that I feel I have to keep going. Oh no. Anyway, at my last session I couldn't stop twitching and shouting flip. Flip. What a random curse. Flip.
The beauty therapist like was definitely like shut up girl.
So the woman doing the electrolysis literally became my cheerleader and after every single hair said things like you're doing great and you're so amazing. Could not get through it without her. But electrolysis is torture. You've been warned, girlies.
You know, my sister Elaine does that.
Electrolysis?
She does the laser hair removal, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think my mum got it. And I think
my sister's had laser hair removal done on her legs before. Because I know a lot of the girls just say that they'd be wrecked from shaving their legs.
And I know loads of girls who grow their leg hair. And we don't need to get into that whole, like... But if you don't want hair on your body...
Yeah, we spoke about it before in the... Beauty.
Yeah.
Remember we were speaking about that and like, girlies, do what you want.
No, the pain though.
And I will also say like in this heat, you'd want as little hair on your body as possible.
I always beat the bum in the when it's hot.
Yeah, I know. Same, I always beat the bum. And also, my shoulders, there's a lot of hair popping up on the shoulders.
Really?
And the thing is, I don't mind like a hairy back situation, kind of like, or like
I think it's
hair
hot.
All over, it's kind of hot. But not when it's just a few scragglies.
Okay,
I either want to go hard or go home. You know what I mean? I don't want to be serving just a few of them.
Yeah, I know
what you
mean.
It's not my thing. Okay, so someone said, went to get some work done on my feet as I didn't like the shape.
I'm sorry.
So but like, yeah, I think we need to edit out the laugh.
No, but this is one that I'm laughing because I'd consider it.
PJ didn't know till now you could get it done. It was cosmetic and health reasons and it required an anaesthetic.
What was the health reason?
What was the health reason?
Probably. I was wobbly.
Looked up a place online that did what I was looking for and it all seemed legit, proper medical looking place. I went to get it done anyway and it was fine, recovery and all, like all plastic bits. It mightn't be what you want first time. So I went back again and needed more anaesthetic. Anyway, it royally fucked up one of my feet to the point where I can't bend my... Oh my god, I feel so bad.
What?
I can't bend my toes on one foot. And we found out the doctor wasn't licensed to give anaesthetic and the surgery was a chipper.
What? It was a chipper. What do you mean? What do you mean?
It was a chipper a month later.
Oh, well, babe.
No, you laughed when I said chipper. I started laughing when I said chipper.
I was picturing her sitting on the counter and then frying about a burger behind her.
6 years later, I still can't bend my toes and it wrecks my head as I'm involved in gymnastics and keeping deducted marks on my performance for not bending my toes.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is awful. If I see that doctor again, I'll strangle him with all my silver medals.
Yes, silver medals.
What silver medals?
Now, I think the moral of the story is don't get your feet done in the chipper.
I think the moral of the story is... Well, see, the thing is, she said health reasons, but I would say if it was just for...
Aesthetics,
don't be getting your feet done.
No, but if you're... If they're like crippled from probably, I'm presuming the medical history here, but if she's a gymnast, maybe it was like...
Maybe from that.
They were fucked because of something.
And it's easy for me to say when I've stunning feet.
And when your feet are stunning.
Yeah, they are.
When she was saying, I can't bend my toes, I was trying to think, when do I bend my toes? I never do it.
I always bend my toes.
For what?
You're trying to do like stretches and stuff at the gym, and also look at that.
Yeah, your toes are lovely. You also, can probably sell, you probably
think
make
I
money.
Make money. But the thing is, I think I had a look into it.
Who'd buy Kevin's feet pics?
But the people are generally looking for larger feet from men.
Oh. So I could probably do it.
You could no, you couldn't.
Is there an ugly feet market though? There probably is,
there probably, I mean, there's a market for everything online, isn't there?
Yeah, it's just how you market yourself.
You need to market yourself. That's what it's about. Anyway, girlies. There's a lot there to digest.
I just think the main thing is coming through is do your research.
And it's also like you get what you pay for.
That's what I was just about
to
say.
What I mean?
Don't do a body mod on a budget.
Also, when it comes to yourself, you don't want to be getting a bargain. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I would never go, oh my God, that's a bargain. Let me get that done on my body.
Yeah, no, fuck
you
that.
You know what I mean?
Same way with tattoos. Like, I would never be like, oh, they're doing tattoos for 20 quid. I'm like, yeah, and it'll look like feckin' 20 quid.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Like, bargains are fine when it comes to the supermarket and you're getting...
Yeah, bargains are for your end of day produce.
Yeah, or when
not
the...
Not for when you're getting a BBL.
When the crunchy nut is 2 quid for the 500 grams. Not when you're getting...
Yeah, if you're doing...
Or feet.
Yeah, if you're doing a body mod. Why do I keep saying body mod?
I kind of love body mods.
If you're doing that, girlies, you just save up for it. Sammy Stamps.
Now, we never went to the nth degree of the body modification, and there's loads of clips on YouTube and stuff because I got into a hole one night of all those people. You know, there's that fella, they call him, is it the Lion Man, and he's trying to look like a lion?
Yeah.
There's that fella who's trying to look like the real life Ken doll.
Obviously, people take it way too far, but there's extremes in everything.
There's extremes in everything.
No, do you ever see the people who like split their tongue in two?
That I will never understand.
Or their willy.
Oh, they get their
shaft split.
The shaft split. And also, I would say, I couldn't even get my tongue pierced. Like,
I
imagine getting a hole in your tongue.
And I do think it's so hot, but I can never get it done.
Really?
I just think tongue piercings are so hot. On guys.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even...
What that mouth do.
But their teeth, doll. Their teeth to be wrecked.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't get mine done because all I do is play with it and it would wreck everyone's head.
Also, I feel like tiny tongue, no? You have a tiny tongue.
No, I don't. Don't say that to me.
I'd get...
Don't shame me for
I'd get the tongue done if I were you. Let me see it again.
Let me see yours. Babe, yours barely comes out of your mouth. Go away from saying mine. At least mine touches my chin.
No, mine does.
Yours doesn't even come out of your...
Babe, I used to be the best at all the tongue twisters.
I can twist my tongue as well. That doesn't mean it's big.
Look. That's turning me on when you stop.
Ew.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now, turning our attention to a lady who's had the works done to herself, or something, everything. She's had it all done.
Turning to Phil, who's had the more queen. Plastic surgery than anybody else.
Right.
Disclaimer, she hasn't. She's going to kill us.
Now, she's had a load done to her body to sort her out, like between the knee and everything, but nothing.
You could say the bionic woman.
The bionic woman. More bionic than Barbie.
Yeah.
Which I love for her.
Which I love her. Transformer.
Is that the name of the year? More bionic than Barbie?
Maybe.
We need to stop getting hung up
on it. Or a bionic Barbie?
I love the idea of a mash between the two.
We do need to stop with the alliteration.
Yeah, we do need to stop. We have an addiction.
We're addicted to alliteration.
Right. Here we go, Phil.
So, hi, everyone. My question this week is, how do you get your fella to do more housework and to help with the kids more? Or should I turn lesbian? So, hiya, I'm not sure now turning lesbian is going to solve your problems unless you know something I don't know. And are lesbians, all of them, super clean, super tidy, super neat and love housework? I don't think so. So, just getting back to your partner, have a word with him, for goodness sake. He's an adult. He's a father, he's a partner, and just tell him, get his finger out. He needs to do more. Because, you know, it kind of upsets the household when there's one person doing the stuff all the time. And to be fair, I suppose us Irish mammies especially, you know, we don't help when the lads are growing up either. We kind of, the lads are ruined. Whereas, you know, if I'd my time round again, I would have made sure that they all had their chores to do around the house, you know, even something as small as kind of making your bed or, you know, taking your ware to the sink or laying tables, that kind of a thing that can be started when they're very young. But no, you need to sit him down, and if he's not taking any notice, start leaving things around, you know, leave the Hoover in the hall. You'd probably say, what's that doing there? Oh, you need to hoover the floor. Now, if it's anything like my house, they'd probably climb over it, walk around it, and then maybe 2 days later say, why is that still there? You know, because sometimes clearly guys don't get the hint. So just sit him down, tell him how you feel, and tell him get on with it. And if it's not working, I suggest then, you know, let him do his own washing, his own ironing, hang out his clothes, his dinners, and we'll see, I'd imagine, very quickly he'll come round to your way of thinking. So, okay, good luck.
Completely agree, Phil. Sorry now, but are you on a wage, girl? Because he's not paying you to do all that at all.
No, feck that. I would say what my man said. Just stop doing things for him. So then when it comes to Monday and he's looking for a shirt for work and it's not washed and ironed, he'll have to put on a smelly shirt and he won't be long learning how to use the washing machine.
But I would say, before you do that, I would definitely just go, hey, listen, I'm kind of doing all the cleaning.
Yeah.
I'm kind of doing everything. And like, I'm just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I have to do that, girl.
Exactly.
Like it's 2021. And then be like, and then if he continues to not pick up the slack, don't do it. And then be like, well, we had that discussion.
Yeah,
whereas
exactly.
If you do it without having that conversation first, which is kind of what, would you do that? You wouldn't have the conversation beforehand.
I'm a bit passive aggressive and I just kind of deal with things that way.
And then I'd be like, why didn't you tell me?
I'd have the Hoover to his face in his sleep and I'd be sucking the eyeballs out of his sockets and then going, can you not see the dirt? Do you know what I mean? But the thing is, I suppose, and I'm not using you as an example, I actually am, but not because you were like the worst for it, but like the happy medium when we started living together was that I was like, oh, would you mind being a bit cleaner?
Yeah.
And the thing is, well, once I said it to you and you weren't long learning, like you did the gaff yourself there and weekend just gone.
Yeah.
And we're kind of living in harmony these days.
Yeah, we are. No, I wasn't a mank beforehand.
No, you weren't.
I just wasn't your version of
You weren't my version of clean. So you kind of had to rise to the challenge.
Or
and
adapt,
you succeeded.
Adapt to
you
your,
adapted.
Like, weird ticks.
Now,
you're all the better for it, I would say. I mean, you know what I mean? And now, like, even when you and Jose go live together as well, like, he's going to be delighted.
He's going to be sending you a thank you note, is he?
Exactly. Okay. He's going to be thanking me later. But I will say as well, my mum is so right when she touched off, Irish lads are spoiled, definitely of our generation. I wonder, are the new mums growing up, do they have a heavier hand with things?
They have to. Sorry, no, don't be raising your child with gender roles, girls. Yeah. We're throwing that out.
You know what I mean? Also, now, the thing is, I suppose my mam let us all off. It was a bit of a child situation. Yeah. Like, when I used to do bits, my mam never asked me. I used to just do it out of a want.
Yeah, it's weird, though, like, how I turned out like this, because my mam spoiled me to death. Like, I didn't have to do anything. Anything.
I remember just panicking, because I was on the bunk bed, and I was like, one of these days, my mum's going to be climbing that ladder to make my bed, and she's going to come down on her back.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? So I was like, no, I need to start making my bed.
We used to finish our dinner, and we used to just put our washing in the sink, and we used to have to wash it or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
But you won't believe this. When I go home, that's typically the way that's
happening. Oh, I wouldn't dare do it now.
My older brothers and my sister.
Nah.
My dad does the washing.
You're being outed on the pod, girlies.
My mum does the dinner, and my dad then does the washing up, and then the other three scot free. Now, to be fair, Sarah's living away from home, like.
But the two lads, come on, pull the finger out, girlies.
Pull the finger out. You've been outed now on the pod.
Anyway, we're off to get some Botox.
Delicia lip fillers. I mean, she's getting great airtime on this one. Sorry, no, but people do pay money for this to be like sponsoring the podcast, and she's getting it for free.
We're off to get lip fillers and Botox, girlies, and a BBL for the works. No, the works.
I will say, my opinion hasn't really changed on it, and my opinion is that I don't have much of an opinion.
Me either.
It's completely down to the individual, and if it makes you happy. But also, just question whether you're doing it to make yourself happy, and whether your happiness stems from what the media and culture is telling you what you should be happy about.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure you're doing it for you and not for anyone else. Yeah.
Anyway.
Do what you want with your body.
Now, I am really considering. Look at this. You could wring my shirt with the sweat. Yeah. I am considering the Botox in the armpits.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you were going to consider getting rid of the shirt. Because I was on board.
I told Clara I give it to her already.
Okay, good.
It does stink.
It's just not giving what it's supposed to give.
It's just not serving, and I'm allergic because in the teaser, are you going to be serving?
No, because like this isn't great.
No, but you look hot in it, and I love green on you.
This is Jose's.
I actually look ridiculous.
No, you're not. You look handsome, obviously.
And am I serving comedy?
You could wear a paper bag, babe, and you look
handsome. Oh, my mum used to always tell me that.
Anyway, girlies. Bye, have a fab day.
Have a fab week. We love you loads.
Lovely, bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.